You can visibly see God in the frequency of worship music.
This will not go well.
I'm going to show you all of the frequencies that I played.
So what she has is called a Chladni plate, which is a really fun physics demo to learn about standing waves. If you're interested, I have a video on these. It's part 46 of my mathematics playlist. Essentially, you put sand on a plate that can vibrate, and because of the elastic properties of the plate, when it vibrates at certain rates, the sand wiggles a lot in some places and stays still in other places. The end result is that the sand comes to rest in the places where the plate doesn't move. These are the nodes of the standing wave pattern. To hook this up to sound, all you have to do is connect the motor that moves the plate up and down to a music source. The music source will tell the motor to move up and down at exactly the frequency being played in the music, which means that the patterns you see are in some sense representative of the sound being played. However, it's important to note that the actual patterns you see depend on the material that the plate is made of, the shape of the plate, and the input sound. So any patterns you see on one plate will be very different on another. Anyway, let's watch.
369.
So it looks like 369 Hz is not a resonant frequency of that plate. Otherwise, the lines would be much sharper.
530, which is the frequency of green light, aka Polaris.
So again, 530 Hz doesn't seem to be a resonant frequency. But 530 Hz is also not the frequency of green light. The frequency of green light is around 550 trillion Hz. Very different. What she's confused with, I imagine, is that 530 nanometers is a wavelength of green light, but wavelengths and frequencies aren't the same thing, and to think otherwise is to be physics illiterate. Also, as I mentioned in my debunking video on her a while back, Polaris isn't green.
Now this is a secular song.
Unfortunately, she didn't tell us what song it is, except that it's a song by Drake. However, from the pattern that we're seeing, it's pretty evident that this song is beat-driven rather than melody-driven. The reason I say this is that there is no single dominant frequency, as shown by the lack of a pattern on the plate. If, on the other hand, she had chosen to play a song like Saturday Satan by Powerwolf or Spillways by notable satanic band Ghost, I suspect they would have exciting but equally clean patterns. What causes these clean patterns is not how godly the song is, but essentially how simple it is from an acoustic point of view. See, if you have a rather complicated song, there will be many frequencies overlapping one another in the sound wave. These essentially cause chaotic motion of the sand, which destroys any nice patterns you might see. And because drums don't have a dominant frequency, any song that is heavy on drums will be particularly messy in this regard, despite how good they might sound. That's why a simple song like the one she is about to show us has made such nice patterns.
Now I'm gonna do Oceans by Hillsong, and keep in mind what all the healing frequencies looked like in the last ones.
Notice how the patterns change precisely when the vocalist changes her note or the piano changes the note? That's because there's only really two overlapping sounds in this song, a piano and a voice. Most secular music, read good music, has a lot going on so that it's acoustically interesting, but it also means the pattern produced on the Chladni plate will be so chaotic it might look random. That's why I chose the songs I did. They have relatively simple parts with few instruments.
It literally kept showing cross patterns.
So the patterns we see are in part determined by the shape of the plate that's being used. Because this plate has fourfold symmetry, like a plus sign does, the simplest patterns will be the simplest shapes that exhibit that pattern, a plus sign. If you did the same experiment on a circular Chladni plate, you would see zero cross patterns.
So I played that song at a 440 resonance. It should have looked like the secular song that I showed you, and it doesn't.
The tuning of the song has really nothing to do with the pattern displayed. It has to do with the patterns of sounds in the song and how many overlapping frequencies there are at any one time.
Even though these are tuned at 440, as far as the cymatics go, it seems like they are healing.
There is no strong evidence supporting the idea that 432 Hz tunings are healing any more than 440 Hz tunings. It's just a meme perpetuated on the internet by people like Kay here.
That is not possible other than God.
It's very possible. It just takes a rudimentary understanding of waves and Newtonian physics. If you want to say something is only possible through God, you better understand all of the alternative possible explanations and rule them out. But that would take effort. Kay, I know I've done a lot of your videos lately, so I'll make you a deal. If you stop making these videos demonstrating your clear lack of interest in critical thinking, I'll stop making these responses. Fair?